Welcome. I hope you're having a festive day. You are listening to Provisions and Libations, and I am your host, Robin Bogue, on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. Today's topic is Irish traditions. And my guest is, although they're not here on this podcast, I spent the afternoon at McCarthy's Irish Pub in downtown San Luis Obispo, and I was able to talk with their guests, their patrons, and one of their employees named Chris. And I was trying to record live, but being there on site, their music was really loud, and so I was not able to record because it just was going to be really bad quality. So I just met with him and talked with him and had a couple drinks. I actually ordered a Bloody Mary to start with. It's Sunday, and I had just had like an egg scramble with spinach and sausage. And so I thought that a Bloody Mary would have been the best compliment. And then I chased that with a Stella Artois. No, I did not go with Guinness, although I should have. Estella just seemed like the better fit to follow up with a Bloody Mary. So to say I had a horrible afternoon, that would be a grave, grave, grave lie. So I love what I do. Thank you for listening. So welcome to the show. Let's get going. So Irish traditions. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. It's right around the corner. And that's the day that we're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't matter what religion, what background, what culture, what heritage you're from. On St. Patrick's Day, we are all Irish. And one thing that I've always noticed over the years of celebrating is you see a lot of redheads out. My oldest daughter is red-haired. She very much looks like our Irish roots. And so does my blonde daughter and my blonde son, my blonde-haired son. And so, the tradition is the red-haired, they've got the Irish gene. So that's one thing that I've always noticed, and it's because I'm sensitive to it. And I enjoy seeing that for people out celebrating. So let's talk about St. Patrick himself. So St. Patrick's Day is observed due to the death of the St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. That holiday is now considered a celebration for all. Since 1903, we are all Irish on the 17th of March. Just what I was saying. We imbibe in green beer. We go to parades. We ride in parades. We listen to Irish Gaelic music, and we dance, and we wear a lot of green, including shamrocks. And we decorate with shamrocks. And that is their honorary mascot to St. Patrick's. Dating back to St. Augustine, Florida in 1601, that is the earliest recorded date for a St. Patrick's Day parade. And then fast forward to Boston, 1737, that is also one of the earliest dates recorded to celebrate the festivities in the city. In New York, the city Irishmen in the 1760s, serving in the British military, organized their first parade and began their festivities. On the island of Montserrat in the British West Indies, they celebrate for a week long with festivals and parades and is nicknamed the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean. Their official passport stamp is a shamrock. So let's get into who is St. Pat. St. Pat was born in Roman Britain in the late 4th century. He was kidnapped at the young age of 16 and taken to Ireland as a slave. He escaped, but yet returned in 432 CE, and his mission was to convert the Irish to Christianity. He died in 461 on March 17th in Seoul. He had established monasteries, 300 churches and schools. He preached for 40 years, and he baptized 120,000 people. I would say he lived out his mission. He has claimed that he had visions and heard voices to guide him on his path to be able to return and to leave and to be able to do what he did. And in actuality, his true name is not St. Patrick. His true name is Mawin Sakat. Did you know that? Because I never knew that. I love doing history and looking up facts because you learn so much. So there's a little bit more factual evidence in regards to the spiritual meaning of St. Patrick's Day. The shamrock is one leaf with three parts. That is in reference to the Holy Trinity, and that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Paticras is the meaning of that is nobleman or father figure. And another myth about the green, St. Patrick didn't wear green. I'll give you a minute to guess what color he wore. One, two, three. He wore green. He did not wear green. He wore blue. That I don't know why we celebrate with green, but there you have it. The facts are the facts. He actually wore blue. And then is it fact or fable? Did he drive the snakes away from Ireland and run them into the sea? They say it's a fable because there's no evidence ever proving that there were snakes on the island. And then St. Patrick is also known as the patron saint of engineers. And then have you ever wondered if he was married? Well, the answer is yes. And her name was Sheila. And that's spelled Sheelah. That sounds very Irish to me. So, as I was sitting there enjoying myself, talking with the patrons and talking with the bartenders and just, enjoying a lovely Sunday afternoon, I wanted to ask the staff of McCarthy's a little bit about their celebration because it is coming up. It is actually in a week. And he had a lot of interesting things to talk about. And when I say he, I'm talking about Chris. And he said that it actually takes them months to prepare for the holiday as they order so much product that they can't receive it all at one time. So they receive it a little bit at a time. And so they just add to their stock a little bit, little bit, little bit. And then this week, they'll actually receive all of the kegs of beer of Guinness, and it will actually line the bar wall going out from behind the bar because they can't fit it all in their back storeroom, and then it will go in the back. And so he said that it does get crazy. He's been doing this for 20 years, so he's actually kind of used to it, and it's just part of the job that he does as a bartender at a Irish pub. He said that, it's a longer day and he doesn't mind it. He's pretty conditioned for it. They run 12 employees regularly for the week, but then actually on the day of St. Patrick's, they will have 18 employees work that day to help cover the inflow of patrons and the festivities while they're there. And so he had gone into a lot of discussion about, what kind of drinks they order. He said that there's a lot of Irish car bombs, a lot of Guinness, a lot of Jameson, shots of Jameson. And he said that there's other drinks, and he pointed to a man that was sitting at the bar who's a vodka drinker, and he said that he'll be there, but he'll be drinking vodka. He doesn't switch from what his normal routine is, and that's just what he drinks, regardless of the holiday. So that was kind of fun to talk to him about that. I asked him, how long does it take them to recover from that extra long day of festivities? And he said it takes a couple days. He said it's shocking how you just kind of bounce right back, that it actually takes several months to prepare for it, but it only takes a couple days to recover from it. I asked him what his best memory was of St. Patrick's Day working behind the bar. And he said, oh, I'm going to have to think about that because there's a lot. And so I actually stopped recording, and he went and helped some customers, and then he came back and he said, okay, I've got one. And he said it was March 17th of 2020. And I sat there and I went, oh. And he went, yep, because he knew it had rang in my head as that's the day after our world shut down. Our world shut down in California on March 16. Actually, it was March 15 of 2020. And by March 16, we were all told to stay home. And so he said that they were closed that day. And he said that was actually his best one because he didn't have to work and he actually got to just be at home. But he said, all kidding aside, he said, I have lots of fun memories. I'd love to work on it and I'd love to do it. I asked him in retrospect, did you have any worse memories? And he said, no, not really. He said, you know, it gets kind of tiring because the crowds get a little wild and occasionally there might be a fight, but that doesn't happen very often. And then there's the person who will over imbibe and they've got to, you know, cut them off. And he said, that's no fun, but that's his worst memories, but that's just part of the job as working in a bar. So a little bit about McCarthy's. McCarthy's has been established since 1952. It has changed hands for several with several owners over the years, but it's been McCarthy's since 1952. I know as a child, my parents, if growing up in Chandon, California, if they went out, they usually went to McCarthy's and had a drink, or they ended up at McCarthy's. So I've known McCarthy's my entire life. It's a great place. It's, you know, downtown San Luis. It's in the same building it's always been in. It's right on the corner. You walk in and you just feel like you've been some that you walked into something that has been there forever. And it has a lot of fun memories. I mean, every time you go there, that it just exudes happiness and it exudes a fun time. And just because you're there, you that the funness comes out of you. For me to go, I actually had plans to go with a friend and she needed to cancel at the last minute. And I thought, well, I'll just cancel. I didn't really want to go into an Irish pub in San Luis on a Sunday afternoon by myself. And then I'm like, girlfriend, you can do this. You're an adult. Let's go. Like, I had to talk myself into it. And I'm so glad that I went because I enjoyed myself. I talked to people. Hi, Kim. I don't know if you'll listen to this, but you were great to sit and talk to. She actually went, oh my God, you're rocking it, girlfriend. You are sitting there working at a bar, drinking a Bloody Mary. You're all dressed up. You've got your phone out. You've got your pen and your notepad, and you're making notes of some sort, and you got it going on. And so I looked up from my notes, and I told her what I was doing, that I was recording a podcast. And I don't know if you're going to ever hear this, but thank you for taking a moment out of your day and saying hello because you made my day because that you helped break the ice too. Because I am shy doing this, having to go in and talk to somebody cold turkey, you know, because I can make plans and call them ahead of time, but I work full time. So that makes it a little bit rough. So I usually go in and just kind of make it happen. And so sometimes it's not easy. And that's why I like to have a covert friend. So in that way, they can help me break the ice. And my girlfriend that was supposed to go with me, she's great at that. We've been doing things like this for, I don't know, on and off for 15 years. Esther, I love you and I forgive you. I hope you had a great Sunday. So with that, I will bid you a goodbye. I hope that you spend your St. Patrick's Day imbibing on your favorite Irish drink and enjoy your family and your friends. Wear a little bit of green. And if you're not into green, wear blue and say, if you really knew who he was, you would know that he wore blue and not green. And maybe we can teach people a little bit about that. So I want to say thank you for listening today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please follow Provisions and Libations wherever you listen to podcasts. I will be back next week with an all-new episode. I am your host, Robin Bogue. You can learn about me on my website, eatdrinkandbemerry.online, or my LinkedIn profile, Robin Bogue. I look forward to entertaining you, informing you, and enlightening you with the perfect accommodations for connoisseurs of provisions and libations with an Epicurean flair. But first, let's eat and drink.